The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. I'm your host, Joe DeYoung. Today is Monday, February 15th, 2021. It is a Monday. So it's President. So happy President's Day, everybody. I have another guest on my show today. He works at the Mayfield, the Community Transition Campus or Center. So he works there. And ladies and gentlemen, please let's welcome the one and only John Clef. Good afternoon, John Clef. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Joe. I'm glad to be here today. It's been several months since we've seen each other. Glad to be back in your presence.
Hey, you know what? It feels good to be back here again because I came to the Community Transition Campus once to have you on my show before all this COVID thing started, you know?
Yes.
It's good to see you again, my friend.
You too. It's been many years we've known each other, and always a pleasure to see you.
Hey, you know what? It's no problem, man. No pleasure, no problem. So how and why did you get into special ed education?
So how and why I got into special education? I've been involved in center-based special education pretty much my entire life. I had an older brother when I was younger that had a severe multiple impairment and was a student at Lincoln Developmental Center when it opened back in 1975. So at the time I was a two-year-old kid running around on Lincoln campus, and aside from my own schooling, have been involved in special education ever since.
Well, that's really cool, because now that you mentioned Lincoln Developmental Center, you know, because I was at Lincoln School.
Yes.
And I mean, everybody was at Lincoln School too, also. You know, I've known Lincoln School, and I've known my way around that for a long time. So when you got involved with special ed education, what made you want to pursue special ed education?
So when I was a student down at Michigan State, I originally was planning on going into child psychology and took a class that had me doing work at Beekman Center in Lansing, which is kind of Lansing's equivalent to Lincoln School. And that put me in the classroom as an adult, and from there pretty much decided that was what I wanted to do. Then came up to Grand Valley and got my first degree in special education. Then I got my master's degree in special education, and I'm back in school working on another master's degree in special education.
Oh, cool. So how does the KISD program differ now that it's no longer with Grand Rapids Public Schools?
I think it opens things up more for us because we're not attached to a local school district. We truly are countywide. So it eases the communication with all of the the 20 local school districts within Kent County. Allows for a little bit easier communication, allows for greater collaboration. Because we do represent all 20 districts instead of being attached to one specific district.
Well, I agree with you there, my friend, because I mean, like back in 2018, yeah, some Grand Rapids Public Schools, they were like falling apart, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's an overstatement, but.
Whoops. Oh. Well, that, But you know what? Yeah, one building is pretty much good enough, would you say?
That we have, you know, we're connected to all 20 districts, so.
Yeah, because now you guys are with the Kent ISD.
Correct.
Because now that you guys have been with the KISD program since 2018, because there were some staffing shortages and there were some issues with that.
Yep, and you see that, unfortunately, see that throughout special education. So,
yeah, it's really sad that it happened.
Yep.
But so could you explain what the community transition campus goals are, and how does that foster independence and self-advocacy for the students?
Okay, so, well, first let me start by saying a little bit about CTC and what we involve. We are a center-based program that provides education for young adults with special needs, ages 18 to 26, throughout Kent County. We serve approximately 250 young adults at our Mayfield campus, Strait campus. We have several community sites, including Mary Freebed, a site at Grand Valley's Eberhard Center, Downtown Market, and Faith Lutheran Church. And then we also have under our program umbrella the Project Search program. So we have a wide range of abilities of the young adults within our program. Our goal, like you said, is fostering that independence. And that might be for adult daily living skills, to help a young adult be as independent as possible within the home. It might be within the greater community where they're learning the bus routes, learning how to make go bus appointments. It might be in the employment realm with helping our young adults develop those skills that are gonna help them not just get a job, but keep a job for an extended period of time, which, excuse me, that one has been a little bit tougher right now during COVID times, you know, that we've lost some of our job sites, our job training sites, or we've had to pull back and spend greater time within the classroom environment. But, you know, our goal is to have our young adults leave our program being as independent as they can be in their lives.
Well, you know what? I mean, but now that you've mentioned the sites, because when I was at KVO, we used to have Fountain Street Church.
Yes.
Which that we don't have that available. That's not available for a job site anymore, I don't think.
No, I don't believe we're at Fountain Street Church at all.
No, then you guys used to have KVO East.
Yes.
That was another site. So yeah, you said Eberhard, then you said Mary Freebed.
Yep.
Then what was the name of that church again?
Faith Lutheran Church.
Thank you, Faith Lutheran Church.
That's our North Kent program.
Oh yeah, and then there's North Kent CBOT.
Yep.
So that's another site. So you guys are still.
We're still there.
There. All
we're
right.
Still there. Yes.
Cool. So are you hoping to get job sites back in the community?
Absolutely. We've still had some of our job sites that we've been able to work at even through these COVID times. One of our main job sites that we go to on a regular basis is New to You, where students will work in that store. Another entity that we've developed a relationship with is Beer City Dog Biscuits. So we've had quite a few of our young adults are working along those, and I know a thing or two about Beer City, correct?
That's correct, I do, because speaking of that, Tannis and his mom actually started, they started Beer City Dog Biscuits, and I had Tannis on my show last year in 2020.
Absolutely. So we've now restarted some of our job sites at Downtown Market now that the restaurants are open. But we had, even in the fall, we had some of our young adults were using different, not machines, using different materials to clean all of the greenhouse windows at Downtown Market.
Mm-hmm.
Setting up the restaurant space. So.
Oh yeah, it takes a lot of work though, especially in this time that we're in. We're all in right now.
It does. It does. And you know, as things open up, we hope to be able to get out and do more and more within the community.
I think you guys will be able to do that pretty soon. But at the restaurants, I think the students still got to wear the masks when they come in.
Yes, we've got masks on in school. We're doing social distancing within the buildings and following CDC guidelines on all of that. So,
well, you got to follow the CDC lines.
Yes.
Because if you don't, then you know what's going to happen.
I don't want to find out what's going to happen.
No, I don't think anybody wants to find out. So anyways, moving on. What are some of the long-term visions that you would like to see at CTC?
Long-term, I mean, it'll be nice when we get back to some semblance of normal and get back into a post-COVID world again. For me, is really expanding what we're doing throughout the county. You know, all of our sites right now are based within the Grand Rapids city limits, all of our classroom sites. It would be nice to expand into some of the suburbs. Back, I think, even when you were at KVO, I think we still had a couple sites in Wyoming and Kentwood. And it would be nice to be able to get out and about and spread our sites out geographically a little bit more.
Like expand, correct?
Expand or move where some of the sites are now. Not necessarily expand, because our numbers haven't changed that much. We've been right around 250 for several years. Getting those opportunities to have young adults working in their home community rather than having to get on a bus for an hour and come in and work in the city.
Yeah, and also for them to also get to know the Rapid, like the city bus.
Yes.
Taking the city bus there, like to your job site, and then taking the city bus back to the school.
Yes.
Which is very important for the students to learn too.
Yes.
Self-independence and self-advocacy too.
Yep, that'll help you with getting a job if you've got a way to get back and forth independently. So
right, because I can recall another job site that we used to have that this was before I went to Project Search, but I think it was called North Lawn. Lawn, I think it was a church.
Yes.
Or somewhere. That's where it was me and Isaac Perondita, Edie. I'm trying to remember who else, but it was a good job site.
Okay.
Gaining independence and self-advocacy, like having the students do it. So they're gaining a lot more independence. They're gaining the independence.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm very happy to hear that.
Yep.
Cool. So how do you plan to connect to the community again?
As far as connecting with the community, that's an ongoing thing. I mean, even just coming on to your show, if we can reach, you know, a few more people that don't know about our program, that's a great way to do it. We get out and network within the community, so with the various agencies, the other local school districts, and you know, I'm always happy to get out and share about our program. I've, you know, I know you were a part at KVO, and for viewers that and listeners that don't know, CTC used to be known as KVO a number of years ago.
Yeah, but it's not KVO anymore.
It's not KVO anymore, exactly. Nope. But I've been, through student teaching, a teacher, and now the administrator, I have been at, with the program, this is my 19th year. So, you know, we're always trying to get out and get our message across. And, you know, guys like you, Joe, are huge ambassadors for our program to see what kind of level of independence people can reach.
Well, thank you very much, John. Well, I guess if I'm going to be an ambassador, then I guess I might as well go around and speak.
Isn't that what you're doing right now?
Well, we're here at the studio, my friend.
Exactly, but you're still getting those words out.
Yes. Because connecting, having the students connect to the community, it's very important for them to connect to their community and help their community out too, and help the job sites too.
Yes.
And plus also support the community in a time that we're in right now too. If I'm correct about that.
Correct.
Yes. because without connecting your students to the community, how are they going to get out there if they're not connected to the community?
Exactly. You know? And if we're not connecting with the community also, you know, every connection we make provides another opportunity for someone. So,
well, opportunities will come knocking.
Yep.
When there's an opportunity, you got to take it. But yeah, I feel like it's very important for the students to connect.
Yes.
But I do have a good I have a good connection with the community here in Grand Rapids.
Absolutely.
It's really cool. So, how's the Mayfield building doing right now?
How's the Mayfield building doing? We're doing well. We've had some changes since you were there.
Mm-hmm.
We have done some updating and some upgrading and,
yeah,
changed out the lighting, and we've put in new restrooms. So,
yep.
Otherwise, we're plugging right along there.
That's good. But you also, because, you know, connecting with the community and to job sites too, there was a job site called Comprenewal.
Yes, we still have young adults going out to Comprenew.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that was all right, but I would take apart the computers.
Yeah.
Except I would get cuts all over my hands.
That's not good.
That drove me nuts. It did. But so what restaurants are they doing their job sites at?
I'm not even sure what all restaurants, because things just opened back up. I know one of our classrooms at Mayfield is still been working at Fat Boys on Plainfield. But a lot of the restaurants that we were going to were downtown ones that were just starting to get back up and running with them.
And they'll open back up.
Exactly.
Because there used to be a restaurant called the Shama Inn.
Yes.
It's not that anymore.
No, that closed a few years ago.
Yeah, that did close because I heard the story about that. And I'm like, what?
Yep.
No.
Was Shama Inn one of them you used to go to?
Yeah, that was.
Okay.
I loved that.
Okay.
That was really cool because Ed, who worked there, whenever we did a good job, he would give us some chips. He would give us some drinks or something, but like a Diet Pepsi or a water or something.
Okay.
But I mean, there's been a lot of good memories being at that place. So that was really cool. But But yeah, you don't want to be in isolation. You want to be connected with your community.
Exactly.
So the visions that I would love to see for the CTC Center, I would love to see it grow and grow more, and maybe expand a little bit more, yeah, too.
And I mean, one thing I'd love to see, Joe, is have you come back and talk. Right now we can't put everybody into our cafeteria for, you know, a whole get together, but I'd love to have you come back and share your experiences and your post school successes.
You know what? Maybe when this whole COVID thing is over with, maybe we can have these interactions again.
All right, we can make that happen.
Since all the vaccines are starting to roll out.
Yes.
I'm just checking my recorder a second. So the last question that I have for you, hold on a second. How do the parents and guardians get information about the community transition program or the community transition campus program?
On the Kent ISD website, you can click on center programs and find all of our center programs, including CTC. That's a great way to find some information, but much of the information comes through how our young adults come to us, and that's typically through their local school district. So the high school that they're attending contacts us first, and then we reach out to the families as well. So,
oh, cool. But for parents, I mean, it's important for their children to get jobs themselves too and have a future, and
exactly,
and maybe have a home in their lifetime and have friends to hang out with after they graduate too.
Yep.
Because like I said, that connection is so important for them.
Yes.
And so they can find it. So you guys have a website.
And I can't tell you the exact web address. I just know it's on the Kent ISD Center Programs website, because each building has a slightly different one, so I don't know what the exact website name is.
All righty.
We don't have an easy like CTC or something.
No, I don't. Probably not. But yeah, so I mean, because. Well, I mean that's a good thing. That's why I ask, but because we got to spread the word.
Yes.
Cool. Hey, well, hey, thank you very much for being on my show today, John. It was a real honor. It was a real pleasure to have you here on my show. I hope to have you back on the show again sometime in the future.
Joe, thanks for having me, and I will say it was even more of an honor to be on your show. So I appreciate it, and I will be willing to come out anytime you call.
Hey, you know what? No problem, my friend. It's great to see you again.
You too.
Before we go, is there anything that you would like to add to the conversation or anything you'd like to say?
I think I've covered pretty much everything. You did your research on the questions. I appreciate that. You got me thinking this afternoon.
Well, you know what? You're welcome. I always do my research before I go on air, and I also do it I do it on the weekends, and I practice my questions.
Good.
So, but you know what? I think we've covered all the questions, and I think we covered the conversations that we talked about.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, Joe.
Hey, you're welcome, John. You're welcome to come back anytime you'd like.
Okay.
All righty. Anything else?
You got me.
I got you. Okay. All right. I guess I got you.
All right.
All right. You're not going anywhere. No. I'm just kidding.
All right.
All righty. Well, you have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
You're welcome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up today's episode. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, please don't forget to share, like, and subscribe, and comment down below. You can find my show on the Whole Picture Podcast and on Anchor.fm and Stitcher. And you can find my podcast on Spotify. You can go to Spotify.com and find it on there. And you can find my show on the WKTV channels, WKTV Comcast 25 and AT&T 99 WKTV. Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. and Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. So have a good one. Please take care of yourself and each other. I will see you all next week, Monday. And please be safe today. And until next time, peace.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.